It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. For the past year and a half, a group of photographers from the photographic cooperative Magnum Photos has fanned out across America. The project, called Postcards from America, aims to capture the essence of specific places across the country from multiple points of view. Well, the latest subject of the project is Wisconsin, and 11 photographers took part over the last year. An exhibition based on all of their work opened last week at the Milwaukee Art Museum, and I joined photography curator Lisa Sutcliffe in the gallery for a first look. Lisa, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us on Lake Effect. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we are standing here in the middle of the exhibition, and before we get to talking about specific pieces, tell me about the genesis of the project.
Sure. This was a project called Postcards from America that began in 2011 when a group of Magnum photographers decided to think a little bit about collectivity and photography and how they might work together to travel around the country and make pictures. So when I first moved here last year, Martin Parr was here shooting for another commission, and we started talking and decided that Milwaukee might make the perfect next stop for their project. So around March of last year, I started talking to the artists, and they started thinking about what they might want to photograph when they came. And in August, we had three photographers join us, Martin Parr, Bruce Gilden, and Susan Mizellis. Then in January, Donovan Wiley, Jacobo Sobel, and Alessandra Sanguinetti came to visit. And then wrapping up the project in April were Alex Soth, Jim Goldberg, Zoe Strauss, Paolo Pellegrin, Mark Power, and Susan Mizellis came back again.
So now that the exhibition is complete, before we get into what we think of it, how do the photographers feel about the project? This was their third?
Fifth in a series. And, you know, photographers rotate in and out, so some of them, this was their first time working, and for some have been involved the entire five times. You know, I think it's interesting for them because it's a new way of working. You know, they really only have 2 weeks. They get to dive in, and they sort of riff off each other. And so it's a way to encourage experimentation. So they're not always sure what they're going to get, but I think that the pressure of it makes them competitive with each other as well. And then, you know, they're really excited with what they see that each other doing.
People were looking at different things around Milwaukee. How did they choose? Did they get to choose what they wanted to do and then clear it with the group, or did people fight over certain subjects?
No, they work completely independently. And this isn't a documentary project where they decided they wanted to come and define Milwaukee. It's much more experimental than that. For them, it's about how it connects to what they do elsewhere in the world. So you wouldn't be surprised that someone like Jim Goldberg would come in and be interested in working with Polaroids and having people write on them and interested in underserved populations. The same with Mark Power. He's really been interested in architecture and in these kind of boundary lines in communities wherever he's worked. Martin Parr with leisure activities. So you see their work connecting to the work they've done elsewhere. And in that way, it's kind of interesting to think about how 11 different people might respond to a place.
Well, you mentioned the Polaroids, and we happen to be standing right in front of Jim Goldberg's pieces, and they are wonderful.
They're fantastic. I really am excited about this work. You know, Jim Goldberg is an artist I've worked with multiple times in the past, and I really am excited about what he does as an artist. One of his signatures is working with the Polaroid, which is a very intimate, sort of small, 3x4-inch photograph, which he then can give back to the people he's photographing, so they get copies of the work as he's going. And then he talks to them a little bit, and he asks them to write something about themselves on the photograph. And in Milwaukee, he was looking for Milwaukee's best, which is, of course, a subjective term. So, in fact, he's looking at students, he's looking at people who have interesting stories, the best kielbasa maker in Milwaukee, and just the fact that we all are very special, very talented at something. So looking for these unsung heroes in our community.
So when he came into the, and this would be true for any of the photographers, how did they find their way into, was it their responsibility to get into the communities themselves, or did you end up like smoothing any ground ahead of time?
Well, there was quite a bit of work that went into it, and actually one of the things that most excites me about this kind of project is that it's a collaborative project with the community. So UWM and MIAD created a class that had students who would work as assistants to the photographers, apprentice with them, do research for them. We had a field producer in town. I reached out to a lot of different people. So there was a lot of ways in which we helped to connect them to the community. They often did a lot of research on their own to tell us who they wanted to meet. And one of the things I like so much about Jim's project is that it is something that really does point to an intimate connection with the community, whereas some of the pictures, you know, could have been made anywhere. These are definitely unique to Milwaukee.
Right. There are some of them, and turning around, I think this is Donovan's?
Donovan Wiley.
Yeah. Those are very much, you know, about architecture of space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. So it is, if you know Milwaukee, you know it's Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. But they could be highways anywhere in the country to some degree. He's interested in the way our highways become a machine, that they are this construction that suggests a manifest destiny, that we build these highway constructions so that we can more easily connect with each other, but they also become barriers.
This is the one centerpiece, and if we can move a little toward it, one of the things that I like about it is it seems very empty, except there's that one vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was a really fun picture to make. Donovan wanted to be able to get up high, so he rented a U-Haul and had an assistant, and he and his assistant climbed onto it and were sort of trying to figure out a way to get the right angle. And, of course, we did it in the middle of the day at a time when there weren't people parked underneath. But he did move around in order to get that really sparse feeling. And there is this central column that goes up through the photograph that gives you that feeling of almost like a beacon, like if you build it, they will come. It feels a little bit like a cathedral. There are many different layers in this photograph.
All right, let's move to something else. Who's over here in the corner?
So in the corner we have Susan Mizellis, who was interested in factories in Milwaukee. We have such a rich industrial history, but it's also changed quite a bit recently. So she was interested in also the lives of women. That's something that she's been interested in since the 1970s. So she went to different factories, Harley-Davidson, Johnsonville Farms, Sherline. She met with the women who worked there, took their pictures, and then asked them to write a little bit about their experience working in factories. And then those pictures are contrasted with the objects that they make that are often quite large and unrecognizable. So you have a very human element, and then this thing that is still made that is unrecognizable.
As people have been going through this and you've been getting audience reaction to mm-hmm. it, how are people liking seeing their city through these particular lenses?
Well, the show just opened last week, so I am really looking forward to hearing what everyone thinks. You know, it's almost as if the pictures are a little bit more about the artists than it is about the city itself, but for me it was a really exciting way to get to know people in Milwaukee and how it connects together as a city.
Yeah, and it also, I would think, gives an opportunity for, yes, it's about the photographers, but it's, you know, we're seeing it through their
an
interpretation.
Outsider's lens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How do you think this part of this project is going to fit into the international scope of this project? And where is it going to put the Milwaukee Art Museum in terms of future photographic exhibitions?
Well, that's something that I was really excited about because they have been through the American Southwest, Utah, Rochester, New York, Florida, and of course there will be Milwaukee, and they're going to continue to go to a number of places. So when they have a final exhibition, it'll be interesting to see how these different places around the country contrast with each other, or if they do, or if you see that Bruce Gilden looks very similar everywhere he goes. But it'll be exciting to have Milwaukee as a part of this final exhibition, which will likely tour the country. And I think, you know, photography's always been a really important part of the Milwaukee Art Museum, but starting next year we're going to have an entire floor dedicated to photography and video, so this is going to be a place that is on the map for photography, and that's something that I'm really excited about.
Well, take me to one last piece, so that, and I'm asking you, like, to pick your favorite child, but...
Well, I won't say it's a favorite, but I really want to highlight Alessandra Sanguinetti's work from Black River Falls. This show is not just about Milwaukee, but about Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Death Trip is a really important cultural artifact that looms large in our cultural understanding of the state. So she was drawing on this archive of pictures by Charles Van Schaick from the turn of the century in Black River Falls and made these photographs in that rural town now that have this element of the 19th century to them, but with this kind of more contemporary custom so that there's a little bit of tension in the pictures. And what she said about them was that when she went to make the photographs, you know, of school children, of dairy farm workers, that she meant to take the photograph that would be the last photograph of them ever. So they have this kind of gravitas to them as well.
The larger one of the little girl mm-hmm. is particularly striking.
Yeah, everyone loves that picture, and I'm delighted that that will be part of our collection, so we'll be able to continue to show it. But she just has this sort of magical quality to her, like she's been pulled out of time through the clothes that she's wearing, through her hairstyle, and through this very contemplative look on her face.
It's a beautiful expression mm-hmm. that she captured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alessandra's very talented in working with young people, and that's something she's done in the past. And there's an element of magic to all of these pictures. She really is able to sort of give you the sense of a fable or of a story being written, which I think is really special.
Well, and of course, the last one that we have time to talk about is this wonderful one of the woman laughing,
yes.
which I think you're using as a cover image.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know the story behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she's laughing, it's obviously a full belly, the head thrown back laugh, and you absolutely want to know what's going on.
Yeah, this picture is by Alex Soth, and he was interested in the American movie by our own Milwaukee filmmaker Chris Smith. So he interviews and works with some students at a casting call at UWM. But then this portrait of Mary is this great moment where she's caught mid-laugh, and it's just infectious. You really want to find out what she thinks is so entertaining.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for taking time and showing us a little bit. There's so much more to see that we didn't have time to talk about, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Lisa Sutcliffe is the curator of photography at the Milwaukee Art Museum. The Postcards from America Milwaukee edition is the work of 11 Magnum photographers who visited Wisconsin between last August and this April. The exhibit is on view in the Contemporary Galleries through mid-October, and there is a link to more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break and then return with an in-studio performance by Milwaukee-based musician Miles Coyne. Stay tuned for that on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.